This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Deborah Becker. We begin with the latest from the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev. This afternoon, jurors are hearing testimony about the death of MIT police officer Sean Collier.
Collier was shot and killed 3 days after the bombing and just before the Watertown shootout and manhunt that ended in Tsarnaev's arrest. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is at the Moakley Federal Courthouse and joins us now. Jack, what are some of the most important things and people who have been testifying today about the death of Sean Collier?
Well, we've been hearing from all members of the MIT Police Department. We heard from Chief DeFava, and we just heard from Officer Sacco and Officer Clarence Henniger. He is a sergeant with the police department. He was the first person to respond to Collier's, and he actually said it was interesting because 10 minutes before Collier was shot, he actually passed Collier's cruiser, and he looked over, saw the lights were on, saw the cruiser was running, and thought everything was all right. And Officer Sacco, who was working dispatch that night, testified that he had heard reports of someone banging on a trash can. The 911 caller said it kind of sounded like gunshots, but not quite loud enough to be gunshots. So they called it in, and they mentioned that there was an MIT police cruiser there. That was Collier's cruiser. So Sacco called Collier, got no response. Then he called his cell phone. Got no response. Then he texted his cell phone, got no response. And it's not uncommon for an officer to not immediately respond, Sacco testified, but he said that it was getting to the point where it was longer than he was comfortable with. So he called Sergeant Henniger. Sergeant Henniger was the first person on the scene. And we heard the dispatch call from Henniger when Henniger found Collier inside the cruiser. And he goes, all units, officer down, officer down. And then we hear a little bit more. And then we hear him yell at the top of his lungs, get on it.
Wow. Well, I'm seeing here that there's also been some testimony about Sean Collier's weapon, the gun that he had on him, that it required some three different safety mechanisms to be released. And one of them had, but not the other two.
Yeah, so this is a standard issue department holster, and they get this specially made because the big concern for a police officer is having their weapon taken from them. So this holster has three safeguards built into it, one to prevent it from being pulled out from the front, one from being pulled in the back, and then another one for the officer to click themselves. And Sergeant Henniger just testified that it appears the Tsarnaev brothers tried to take the gun themselves. One of the safeguards had been disengaged, but the other two had not. We also saw a photograph of the holster and of the gun. The holster and the gun itself absolutely covered in blood. The rest of the belt, totally clean.
And Jack, just briefly, how has the defense responded? Are they questioning these witnesses?
The defense has not questioned any police witnesses as far as the Collier case is concerned. They have not questioned them at all. No cross-examination.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reporting from the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.